Yeah, I got stung by a sweet honey bee. Oh, what a feeling come over me. It started in my eyes, crept up to my head, flew to my heart. Well, I was stung, did I run? I got stung.
Sing it, Elvis. Well, Samsung got stung, and they're certainly feeling it this morning. They're experiencing the largest one-day drop in their share price for nearly 4 years on Asian markets. It's the first day of trading since Samsung lost that patent infringement lawsuit in Silicon Valley. It means that the shares in the world's biggest earning technology firm, Samsung, have taken a historic hit, a 7.5% loss. The U.S. court ruled in favor of arch rival Apple. It said that Samsung had basically copied features of Apple's iPhone and iPad. Apple was awarded more than $1 billion in damages, an amount which is dwarfed by the diminishing value of the capitalization of Samsung. Here's the reaction from Seoul. Here's Lucy Williamson from our partner, the BBC.
Here at Samsung headquarters, executives have reacted strongly to the U.S. verdict. They've put out a statement accusing Apple of trying to use patent law to monopolize the smartphone market, or as Samsung put it, to create a monopoly on rectangles with rounded corners. Samsung have described the verdict as a loss for American consumers, who they say could face fewer choices, less innovation, and higher prices as a result.
The BBC's Lucy Williamson reacting to the story of Samsung losing that patent infringement lawsuit in U.S. courts. Joining us now, Patrick Moorhead, who's been looking at all this, president and principal analyst at Moore Insights and Strategy in Austin, Texas. Patrick, welcome back to the program.
John, thanks for having me on again.
You know, on one level, Lucy Williamson and Samsung's view that U.S. consumers may lose, that may be technically correct, even though Samsung did lose in court.
No, that's right. And this is far from over. In fact, this is just the beginning. And the U.S. Justice system is just chock full of the ability to contest this in court. And this is exactly what's going to happen. Now, Samsung, by even infringing, got to be the number two and also one of the most profitable smartphone makers in the entire world.
So basically, they were rewarded in the business community and by consumers for doing this, even if it was illegal. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. And if you think about it, let's just say the $1.5 billion judgment stands. It has the potential to be tripled, but to get your brand to be the number two smartphone maker, that's not a tremendous price to pay if you think about it.
Now, what are the downsides for a Samsung here? This was a lawsuit that was very heavily covered in Silicon Valley, two very high-profile lawyers. One of the quotes I remember, Apple resting its case, essentially saying, make your own damn phones, to the table over at Samsung. And it appears that the law was on the side of Apple. What was this trial like?
Well, outside of a little bit of a brand hit, this trial was very complex. It involved over 7 patents, over 20 different devices, and elements of the law that your typical consumer isn't thinking about all day. And it actually got monotonous at times. There were some interesting points at which some of the senior executives who never talk about the inner workings of Apple got on the public stage and told stories about it.
And, you know, does this reveal anything about Apple's sense of desperation? Are they a confident company here? Do they go to the courts because they can't compete in the open marketplace and that their market share is ultimately going to have to erode?
Well, by the rule of law, Samsung did violate their patents. And if you look at a few of their phones, the characteristics of the look and feel versus the iPhone 3GS is just unmistakable. But this is also, I would say, paying homage to the late CEO Steve Jobs, where he essentially, you know, in his one of his last words that he used in his biography was that Samsung is ripped off and he'll use every amount of cash to get that back.
Although as a personal vendetta, that could actually harm the company going forward. If I'm a holder of a Galaxy S or a Galaxy S2 or a Samsung tablet, how's my life going to change as a result of all this?
Well, if you're a consumer and actually have the phone, you won't see any changes at all. And my belief is that this will be contested and appealed. And by the time those appeals have run out, none of those products that were found to be infringing will even be on the market anymore. So I see absolutely no consumer effect in the short term. The future could be different, though.
And in some ways, this is a redoing of the old box versus software battle, which took place between Microsoft and Apple, you know, more than a decade ago. And the box won because of the design. But I'm wondering if it's going to play out the same way, in the sense that people like the sexiness of smartphones, but on a certain level, a tablet is a tablet is a tablet is a tablet, yes?
No, it is. I think this thought that consumers confused a Samsung-looking device for an Apple device is ridiculous. You have a big Samsung letters on there. And I don't think that the market should be able to corner rounded corners, thin bezels, and edge-to-edge front glass displays as the lawsuit goes through. There just aren't that many shapes that a cell phone can actually be.
Well, why is that? Why is that the case?
Well, if you think about it, unlike, let's say, a desktop PC or an all-in-one like an iMac, a phone has limited design space. And the new technology like capacitive displays and the new battery technology essentially dictated that it could be edge-to-edge glass and also a lot thinner than prior cell phones.
And of course, it would be just absurd for the court to say, well, Samsung, you have to take parallelograms or trapezoids or something like that. Patrick Moorhead, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
Patrick Moorhead has been looking at the Samsung loss and the patent infringement lawsuit in California, describes it as the beginning of a whole range of issues between Samsung and Apple. Patrick Moorhead is president and principal analyst at Moore Insights and Strategy in Austin, Texas. Thanks so much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.